Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Name, Image, Likeness podcast, the podcast dedicated to covering the NIL world. I'm Wheeler.
And I'm Chrissy, and we serve on the NIL team at VictoryFi. VictoryFi offers software built by Wheeler and our team that monitors NIL compliance and education. We also have a platform for student-athletes to create merch. Our NIL framework platform partners with athletic departments to teach student-athletes how to manage money earned through NIL and how to navigate that NIL world. Our Nilly.io platform is the easiest way to NIL. It allows student-athletes to build their own custom merchandise, so you can check that out at NILLIE.io.
That's right, in Nilly.io, NILLIE.io. And so you guys don't know this, but Chrissy, we, over the past week, It's been crazy. It has been truly crazy. We did everything. Listeners, you guys may not, actually, you probably noticed, hopefully, that we didn't release an episode last week. Well, that was not intentional. It was just a byproduct of the fact that we were so damn busy.
So busy.
And we, you know, people make excuses all the time. We really did not have a moment to just sit down and record.
No, we had an episode and we were just like, oh my gosh, we can't get it together. So we had to skip it, but we're back this week. Ready to go, Miss Jaw. Last week, we started the week at the Georgia High School Association executive session in Macon, Georgia. So we drove up there from Savannah. And then we ended the week in Grambling, Louisiana, meeting athletes from Grambling State University. It was crazy.
It was crazy. It was a ton of fun, though.
It was so fun. I loved last week. I wish we could do it every week. Minus that we couldn't podcast. But other than that, amazing.
I wish teleportation existed.
Oh, yes.
Because like we could do it so much, just the driving.
The driving.
The sheer amount of driving. I mean,
I will say, listeners, Wheeler did the driving and he did a great job.
Yeah, call me Big Wheel, baby. Big Wheel's rolling. That's a lot of driving. Macon back to Savannah, back to Birmingham, to Grambling. We'll get into it. It was nuts.
Yes.
But so, yeah, like we mentioned, today we're going to talk about kind of our crazy week in our main segment. But first and foremost, we'd really, truly like to thank the Icon 1901 Collective for just involving us in this process, getting to know these G-men, getting to visit Grambling, and kind of helping it get rolling. So, like, thank you so much, Icon.
Absolutely. And Marvin Nichols, who was Miss Grambling during the 91-92 school year.
And don't you forget it.
And don't you forget it. And who, she is also the leader of the collective. She met us at the school, and together we spoke with Grambling athletes about joining the collective and NIL deals that are available, including our merch deal through Nilly. And then we got a tour of the campus. We got to meet several coaches, including Hugh Jackson. Very cool.
Yeah, who dat? So yes. That was cool. And, you know, the Tiger.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I love there were several amazing Tiger statues on campus. Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie the Tiger. So, yeah, we took pictures with Eddie the Tiger. Are we talking about that later on?
Just a little bit.
Okay, cool. But like, yeah, there were Tiger statues everywhere. Obviously, they're the Grambling Tigers. But there was one in particular that was the most impressive statue. It was right in their kind of quad area near the dorms, kind of near where the Greek life meets and hangs out. And I know Marva said there was a name for it, but just the Eddie was just like ferocious. He's propped up, one paw up, claws out. Dude's a badass.
Mean looking tiger. It was not Tony the Friendly Tiger.
It was not, yeah, he's not selling Frosted Flakes.
Yes.
He was killing it.
It was awesome.
So yeah, so we're going to talk about that main segment in a little bit, but before we kind of discuss everything, let's just get into the news and facts.
Let's go. Proposed Texas Bill 2804 has a provocative NIL provision. It says that athletic associations, meaning the NCAA, may not enforce any rules or terms that penalize a school for allowing NIL activity. Bam. Texas.
Texas.
Wow.
Texas. 2804. 28 Texas 4 NCAA. Like they're taking them out.
Yeah. That's kind of crazy.
That is provocative.
I guess the state's just like, sorry, you're not going to mess with Texas.
Hey, you give states rights, Texas is going to take it. Texas is going to Texas.
No, that's wild.
That's crazy. Wild. The Crimson Collective has launched to support Utah football. The collective has been endorsed by the University of Utah and its athletic department. This is a synergy we've seen in a few other places, actually in that area, where the athletic departments and the collectives are kind of combining resources and teaming up. This collective is football specific, and watch out, Utes.
I was looking at a few quotes from this, and I know that it seems like they lost several people, that like several football players that they're to schools that could give them other better NIL deals. And so I think this is like super, super important for them, as we'll see what we're going to talk about in the main segment. Also, like the Icon 1901 Collective, while they're helping all athletes, you're really focusing on football, high profile. That seems to be kind of a trend right now.
Yeah. I mean, so like, imagine if you were a football player, D1, you're probably not going to make it to the league. Maybe you might go play Canadian football or something, but most likely you're going to go and just get a job after sports. What would, just for you, like, what would your number be if you're kind of like, I know you can't, there's no pay for play, right? But, you know, NIL exists. What would your number be to leave Utah and go to a different school for money?
Like a dollar. I don't want to go to Utah.
Okay. Well, you know,
No.
Utah is a great school.
It is. I would say it truly would be a lot, like more over $10,000.
Yeah. I think that's a number, because you got to pick up, you got to move, you got to start over, make new friends, you know, then you're trying to find playing time again. I don't know, you know, re-impress the coaches and all that. That's a lot of work, but I'd do it for five.
$5?
$5,000. No, I mean like $5,000, because then you got to do your moving expenses. They're not paying for all that.
Very true.
So
Very true.
You're moving from Utah.
We can be bought, sponsors. Michael Vick has signed with Triumph NIL as a legacy athlete. He'll be provided a channel on the Triumph Digital Network and will be involved in activations leveraging his name, image, and likeness rights. Other former student athletes will be joining the agency as well. Very cool.
That's right. Mike Vick. Interesting. You're saying earlier, name, image, likeness, it doesn't just apply to college. Obviously, it's new to the college area, but yeah, Mike Vick, use that NIL.
Absolutely. That's really neat that Triumph NIL is, you know, working with former athletes there.
It's also interesting. Yeah. Good job, Triumph, because that's an untapped market. Everybody's trying to chase these college athletes, but you already have people who have the brand recognition mm-hmm. who are no longer playing sports. Like, go rep them. That's cool. Mm-hmm. The Broncos Will Reign Collective will become the preferred NIL collective of Western Michigan University Athletics. Broncos Will Reign is an independent nonprofit NIL collective led by Bronco alums Jason Babin, Scott Selzer, and Mitch Sajic, who has also filed for 501c3 status.
Yes, we have another nonprofit NIL collective. But that's really cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of benefits to the 501c3 status. We're seeing a lot of collectives doing that. The blueprint is kind of out there right now. And so now everybody's just kind of rolling out with it.
Yes.
So, cool.
Yes, very cool. Cincinnati Athletics held a female-focused NIL event recently. The event was called In Her Likeness, and it was held on April 12th. The event offered over 60 female student athletes at Cincinnati insight on career advancement, network opportunities, and personal brand management from a professional panel, which is very cool. However, I wonder, so assuming most athletic programs, University of Cincinnati is a decent-sized school, most athletic programs have between 400 and 500 student athletes. You do have 100 that are on the football team, but otherwise the teams are split pretty like evenly. Sure. So if we say there's 500 athletes minus 100 for the football team, there should be 200 women attending this event.
At Cincinnati. But yeah, again, like not everybody wants to do NIL.
True, but this is career advance work, career advancement, network opportunities, and personal brand management, which is NIL, but it's also just so much. I want student athletes to take advantage of these. We've seen like those networking events that other schools have done. Take advantage of it. I'm super proud of these 60 ladies that participated, but come on.
Yeah, I totally agree. And we saw some study recently. It was people go to college. Yeah, the degree is important, obviously, but the networking opportunities, being in like a fraternity life and just the benefits of that. If you're playing a sport, you don't get that. Mm-hmm. I mean, your team is your frat. Mm-hmm. You know, it is your sorority. So like these networking opportunities, like you got to take advantage of them.
Absolutely.
They're there. It's free.
Absolutely.
It's crazy. Cool. Well, that was the news and facts. Thank you for that. And we're going to be skipping the mathlete this week and going straight to the main segment. So let's get in it.
We'll see you next week, mathlete. Okay, Wheeler. So let's talk about last week. It was insane. It was truly insane.
Yeah. So, well, we started off, obviously, we're based out of Savannah. We've said it a million times. We drove to Macon, Georgia for the Georgia High School Athletic Association meeting, the GHSA meeting, where we got to see all of our favorite athletic directors from across the state. And we got to meet with James Eubanks, who was honored for his work with women's lacrosse throughout the state.
I was really surprised about James to learn. We spoke with him and his wife at breaks during the event. And I didn't know that, which Hannah too is a lacrosse player. I didn't realize, shame on me, that women do not wear helmets in lacrosse. It's optional.
Yeah, it's like he said it was more of a traditional thing. Like it's kind of ingrained into the sport.
To get smacked in the head.
Oh yeah. They say you don't wear a helmet so you don't get hit with sticks, which you're running around with sticks, you're going to get hit. It just seems like they don't do
that.
Because of like the way things are, traditions. But like, dude, throw some helmets on there. Let them hit.
But that was really cool. And it was fun to speak with him. He also kind of is called upon whenever they're making big decisions within the state of Georgia. And that was really fun to kind of learn about how policies are developed and who you consult when you want to make certain rules. So that was very, very cool.
Yeah, for sure. James was there among other people. So you had cheerleading, baseball, each sport that in high school had someone that won this award that did something outstanding in the field. So really cool. Oh, and then so we're at this meeting and then there were a ton of live. So we went there for NIL, obviously, right? And it was at the end of the docket. We were not sure if it was even going to be brought up. Long meeting, right? This is their big spring meeting. And debate broke out. It was incredible. The biggest debate was the definition of feet on the gym floor.
Yes.
And every topic seemed to have to do with wet bulbs. So for humidity, overheating, dehydration, safety for not just players, but also referees and umpires. Mm-hmm. So it was a great meeting. Guys, the definition of, actually, it wasn't feet on the floor. It was courtside seats.
Yes.
Courtside seats means feet on the floor. So I guess there were some student athletes that were...
Or just some students. Like some students. Student section.
Sorry, the student section. Yeah, they were standing on the floor. Mm-hmm. And so they just basically banned that. No students can stand on the floor.
Because I think they're being little menaces, which the student section isn't.
Of course. But then it was just like every single, well, not everyone, but many athletic directors were like, well, what about my school where my unique situation? And it's like, come on, guys, just don't stand on the floor.
Yeah.
You can tell they're a little perturbed about that.
But who knew? In my head, most school gyms are the same, but based on everyone's protests, they're all, at least in the eye of the athletic director, everyone's gym is totally unique and unlike anyone else's.
Yeah, I think we saw a good insight into making a broad rule that doesn't apply to everyone. Mm-hmm. And it's just really hard to make that rule and make it applicable. It was funny because like the leaders of the GHSA were like, we're not going to get you in trouble. Just keep them off of the court. But you can't write a law or a bylaw that says that exactly. So I get why they ask these questions. Mm-hmm. But
and there was also debate about moving golf for certain size schools. And that was huge. And it was really interesting. The last meeting we went to, it was a little more informative. And this was more decision-making. Like the day before, they had committees. Then they were presenting what the committees had decided. And then everyone was voting on what they wanted to happen. So I loved seeing that whole process.
It was super cool. And then, how about Broadway, Hannah?
Oh, okay. So after that, we had a delicious lunch at the Rookery. Head back to Savannah. So we have to pick up Hannah 1. We are now calling Hannah 1 Broadway Hannah. We learned during our 12-hour drive to Grambling.
One way.
12 hours one way. 24 hours round trip. That Hannah used to star in musicals. I had no idea that she could sing. Not only is she a talented graphic designer, but she's also got some vocals. So artsy.
She was so over Broadway in middle school in Atlanta.
Yes.
When she said the instructors were yelling at her
high
and
drama.
The girls and guys, and she was not about that.
No. That was fun. It was fun to learn about musical camp.
All drama all the time with Hannah, with Broadway Hannah.
Broadway Hannah.
So we stopped at Birmingham midway from Savannah to Grambling, right? So we're going to break that 12-hour trip up.
Just on the way down. On the way back, we drove the whole way.
We sure did. You're right. Just on the way up because, you know, it was going to get late and we left a little bit later. So we got to see the fam up there in Birmingham, made some great burgers. Shout out to Snoop and my mom. They just were great hosts. And
They were wonderful. And we had delicious burgers. Your dad got the best meat. It was, don't tell my dad, but it was really good.
It was really good. And Broadway Hannah fell in love with the dog.
Broadway Hannah almost took Wheeler Smothers' dog. but yeah, it was great. Then we left the next day. We covered 4 states in our trip. It was a whirlwind. But on Thursday afternoon, we met with Marvin Nichols from the Icon 1901 Collective. And we took that whole afternoon to meet with members of the Grambling State football team. We also met with some other teams as well. We brought along our big t-shirt display that we used for the Micanopy event. That was really nice to pop it out again. And a few examples of the merch that we'd created for our current Nilly athletes who are at Grambling State. Coach Hugh Jackson had the team divide up into small groups to come see us throughout the day, which was really nice. If other collectives are planning an event like this, where you're trying to onboard a lot of athletes from a school, it was really nice to have smaller groups so then the athletes could participate and ask us questions, and it made it a little more intimate. I thought that was really, it was more impactful, super well done. The whole day took about 5 hours, including meeting with members of the team. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. It was also cool. Before we even got there, we got to the hotel, and shout out to Hardy Pelt from the Urban Edge Network. Hardy was basically checking in at the same time that we were. And if you haven't checked out the HBCU network yet, HBCU Plus. Yeah, like it's incredible quality. You can get on your phone, watch on the computer. We actually watched
he was there for their spring game.
Yeah, he was there for the spring game. So we watched the Grambling spring game here later on through it. And it was just a really great network. He did a great deal with Adidas and Grambling, I believe, and kind of getting that rolling. So shout out to Hardy. He's been doing some great work as well.
And just really nice while we were waiting in the courtyard check-in line.
Oh, she was so, the girl checking in was so overwhelmed with everybody coming
really
in. She couldn't handle it. So the Icon 1901 Collective and the G-Men Nation have begun, we've talked about this in the past, their $1 million campaign for the football team. The idea is to fund around $500,000 per semester. And so to get started, the collective has launched the Icon Exchange. During our meeting with each team, first, Marva explained the collective's goals for the athletes and how they can actually sign up for the exchange. Then we shared information about creating a brand and merchandise through the Nilly platform.
Yes, and now poor Broadway Hannah has so many meetings this week, which is great. We're so thrilled. But since a thing I really loved just about this whole conversation, we work with schools and athletes across the country. And so we do most of our meetings over Zoom. We talk about it on the podcast when we meet with people in person. We love it. But meeting in person is so much better. Every athlete we met with was kind, courteous, excited. They all listened, asked questions. The athletes, you know, weren't afraid to come up and ask specific questions about merch ideas they had or just how to sign up or how to navigate something. It was great.
Yeah, coaches included too. Mm-hmm. It was also cool the emphasis they were talking about, especially Marva, on compliance. Mm-hmm. Basically saying like, look, we're going to make sure you're going to get deals. This platform can help bring deals to the team. That's what all collectives are doing. That's the whole purpose of this. But the importance on compliance and driving that home, like, hey, look, our first and foremost priority is helping you maintain compliance. Again, that's something that you can't talk about enough because, you know, end of the day, you can't lose your eligibility over something small.
Yes.
Or just long-term meaningless in a way. So I thought that was really cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we also love meeting our current Grambling Nilly athletes in person. Like you were talking about Chrissy. They're all great guys. So Sonny is just the smiliest, nicest person ever. Sonny D'Amato. We saw Javen Carter. We saw the two quarterbacks coming in.
Miles and Julian, both so sweet. It was great. It was great.
Yeah. It's Floyd Chalk. We saw Chalk there. He was, he's doing good things. He did big things in the spring game, caught a bunch of balls. So that was really cool seeing all these guys. And again, like they're all so like eager to get started. And just, they're just like, thankful for the opportunities. It seemed like it was cool. One of our current Nilly athletes actually who was there is going to hold a mini camp this summer. And so we're looking to follow that as well.
Yes. Like that'll be so much fun. And then after the meetings, you know, we did this whole meeting, poor Broadway Hannah, it was her first work trip. The poor thing never leaves the office. And so she was traveling for the first time. So poor Broadway Hannah was tired, but She got really pepped up after the meetings because Marva and her daughter Dior, who's a thrower at Grambling and also a Nilly athlete, showed us around campus and we loved it. We saw the stadium and it sits inside like a deep hole. It is so cool. The athletic facilities and some classrooms, quad areas. We got to go on that football field. And I know you laid in like the big G on the 50-yard line. It was really cool. It was so much fun. And it was so fun to see it with Marva because she has such passion for the school. And just hearing her tell us, you know, why she's involved with the Icon 1901 Collective and what that means. It was amazing. It was so fun. It's fun to go to someone's school that they love and experience it with them.
It's also cool experiencing it with an alum who is so passionate about it, because then it just makes everything so much more real.
Yes.
Like when you see something on TV, you just don't appreciate just the kind of feel of it and kind of get on standing on the 50-yard line in the G was so cool.
Yes.
Like G-Man Nation for Life, they are doing some awesome stuff and it looks so much fun to play there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it was just it seemed like such a family, which was really neat. You had kind of mentioned the coaches before. Coaches from the team came and sat in our meetings as well. And that was really awesome. They were asking questions to know things for themselves, to get answers for their players. Everyone was so supportive. It was great.
Yeah, I completely agree. We also spoke with Mark Smith from the collective after the event. Mark is the president of the Icon 1901. And he described how the collective's initiative to create NIL opportunities for athletes, not only at Grambling, but this is kind of breaking news, right?
Yeah.
You're kind of hearing it. Hopefully not here first, but everywhere. Like they're going to other HBCUs.
Yeah.
And they're going to try to and working on creating the most equitable, awesome space for HBCU athletes to take part in NIL.
Yes. We are so excited about this push. We can't wait to see where it goes. We're excited to grow with them. It is going to be so cool. It was a really awesome experience. So I have one question for you. What is something that you learned? Like if, you know, we're talking to other people who've started collectives, if that's who we're thinking is listening right now, which we love all you listeners, but specifically talking to those who have started collectives or helping guide athletes in the NIL world, what is something useful that you took away from this?
From the whole trip?
Mm-hmm.
I will say one of the biggest things kind of, you know, self-interest, you know, us, I think if you're going to work with vendors, just meeting them in person and it's so difficult to do business across Zoom. It allows you to have ample opportunities that you couldn't, you know, being from different states, but you got to get your vendors on campus. If you have someone working directly with your athletes and they're not there and seeing what you're doing and kind of seeing it firsthand, you can get the job done. It's just not as personal. And I don't think the quality will be as good as if they kind of were invested in what you're trying to do. And you got to do that by getting in there and getting the program and seeing people.
I totally agree. I want to start going to more of the schools that we work with. I just think that's huge. And I also think I said this before, but to make everything more approachable, because we got about 20 or 25 minutes with each group, which seems like a decent amount of time, but we had a lot of information to tell them. The athletes had questions, you know, then you had time like for people to come in and sit down and get up and all that. But I loved having smaller groups. I think that was also key. It is way more impactful if you can sit down. And there were four of us in there, me, you, Marva, and Broadway Hannah. And so we were all there. We kind of gave some presentations and then we broke out and everyone was able to answer questions. It was awesome. I thought that was super key. So definitely I love it. In person and smaller, more manageable groups. I think that's how you spread information and you know what's going on.
That's cool. Chunking.
Chunking.
Chunking, baby.
Chunking.
Let's keep chunking, collectives.
Okay, so should we go to the Nillies?
Yeah, let's get to the Nilly roll call.
What's going on, guys? Nolan Wilson here. I'm a football player at Grambling State University, and I'm really excited to be dropping my new brand. I'm called Centurion, and Nilly's been helping me out. They've been great, and I'm excited to get going on it.
Hi, my name is Tara Storen. I'm a sophomore here at Eastern Illinois University. I'm excited to work with Nelly just to start my own brand and just rep Nelly.
We love having these athletes on our platform. We look forward to launching more merchandise soon. So Wheeler, what Nelly has caught your attention recently?
Well, we're going to the bluegrass state of Kentucky, where Kentucky walk-on Kareem Watkins has an NIL deal with a luxury private car club. His deal is with Lex Exotics. They also have partnered, we've actually talked about it in past episodes, with DJ Wagner, who is Kareem's stepbrother. And he has been sharing his experience with selecting vehicles on social media. It's kind of fun just to see the luxury vehicles and the process he goes through to decide everything. And again, who doesn't like seeing flashy cars? And it's just, it's cool. It's a cool mashup.
Absolutely. I also, that just makes you think of Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic. What a time, man.
Like, what a time.
He really capitalized on COVID. Lockdown.
Yeah.
What a freak.
The South Carolina Watermelon Association, which I love this. I love this. The South Carolina Watermelon Association, let me say it for a third time, Watermelon Association, just signed NIL deals with three University of South Carolina athletes. The deal was put together by sports marketing firm Park Avenue. Genius, Park Avenue. I love this. The athletes are joining the Watermelon Association's trademark campaign called Watermelon Fuels Athletes, which I totally agree as an avid athlete myself. I love watermelon. But this campaign will demonstrate the nutritional benefits of watermelon. We don't know exactly what it'll look like yet, but I love it.
So you're telling me soccer moms are no longer serving up orange slices?
Orange slices? It's watermelon, baby. Well, follow this campaign, yes.
Absolutely. I
know. A little messier, though, than an orange slice.
Cut them smaller. I don't know. I agree. Let's go. Watermelon are delicious.
I'm in. I'm sold. I don't even have to see the campaign.
Well, everybody, thank you so much for listening today. If you'd like to learn more about Victrify's platform, visit Nilly.io. If you'd like to learn more about our framework compliance platform and financial literacy courses, visit Victrify.com. If you'd like to learn more about our favorite recent Nillys from across the country, follow us on social media.
We post a new Nilly daily or just a fun video of us. Follow us on Instagram at Name Image Likeness Podcast or on Twitter at Victrify NIL. Or if you want it all in one place, you can follow our Drift. And remember to rate and review the podcast. Y'all are the best, and we'll see you next week.
Take care.
Name, Image, Likeness is part of the Palm Tree Podco network of podcasts. The show is produced and edited by Anthony Palmer. Thanks to the team at Victrify for creating the content for this week's episode.